and the Beast.
All right, yes, sir. Yo, what up? It's Bully and the Beast Podcast. It's your boy Twerk.
Yo, what's good, yo? It's your boy Wax. What's it looking like?
Yes, sir. We're back with another week of Bully and the Beast Podcast. Yo, what's good with you, man? What's new? Anything new?
Everything is new and nothing new all at the same time, man. What's going on? I am, embarking on new things but it's really the exact same thing. It's just growth at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing the same thing, but just new things is happening while I'm doing the same thing. So if that makes any sense to anybody. I guess that's for all the growers out there instead of people going around in a circle. You know what I mean? So doing the same thing, but growing.
Grower. He's a grower, not a shower.
So. Yeah, it's only right to be. You got a shower. You got old ladies and gay guys looking at you. That's what you get. You show it anything. Sweatpants.
Bro, I was in a fucking hospital earlier. My sister texted me talking about my grandma dying. She's 98.
No. Still put prayers up.
Yeah, she was born 1929. And I sped up to the hospital. You know, everybody's talking about it. They found her like unconscious, unresponsive, and all that stuff this morning. And so my whole family's there. And then I guess they got to the hospital and she woke up and she was good.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She was good. She was like, she was mad at me. She said, oh, so you wait for a time like this to come visit me? I'm like, that's crazy.
That sounds like a grandma. Yeah, she looked good on you. He probably did that for you out of all the come around. You picked the family, probably ain't doing too good. You're arguing. You know, I'm a fake sick. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do this. I actually threw a party for one of my boys that we thought was gonna die. You know what I'm saying? So we had flowers. People was crying at the fucking, like, the day before you're supposed to die shit. They was like, oh, he's not going to make it before the end of the night. They got people crying and shit. And next week, this motherfucker pull up. So you got to wait till the person die before you just go rushing and shit like that.
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, nah, it was funny as hell. Like, we were all crying, like, in the waiting room. My mom was in shambles and shit.
Yeah, man.
And then when we get to the room, my grandma's like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know if they drug me or what, but I know I'm not pregnant. I was like, damn, grandma, chill.
At least you know that.
Yeah. She's like, I ain't having sex. I don't know what's going on.
Nah, nobody would care about that stuff like that. Nah, we talking about prayer and Jesus.
Yeah,
the only nasty man you got.
Grandma nasty, but she's light skinned like me. She's light skinned. And she was talking about the nurses as hot and shit. She's like, I felt something down there. I'm like, grandma, chill, bro. Grandma's crazy at 98.
That's where you get it from.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I might live a long time.
That's a blessing. Your genes is good. Because the ladies always live, and the ladies stress the man out so he could die early so she could fuck the
man. I believe that.
Yeah, so that's all it really is at the end of the day.
All right. Well, let's get into some DMs and some emails.
Yeah, what we got?
Real quick, though, where can they find us at if they want to send us a DM or an email?
Yeah, you already know everybody's always jumping at DMs, man. Hit us up in the DMs at Bully and the Beast Podcast. And you want to jump in our DMs, hit us up at thebullyandthebeastpodcast@gmail.com. I know that's I got it right, right?
You said DM twice, but that's the email. They know.
Hey, man, y'all motherfuckers, y'all Bully and the Beast fans, y'all should fucking know already. If y'all ain't got it right now, I mean, y'all ain't going to do it anyway. Y'all ain't been hitting us up, so I don't want to hear that shit. Figure it out.
All right, something. All right, so this first one goes a little something like this. I'm 26.
Peace.
Within the past 7 weeks, I lost my job, $48,000 in the stock market. My car got totaled, and I had to move back in. I had to move back in with my mom. My mom lives in a 2-bedroom apartment, and I'm sleeping in with my little. I'm sleeping in my little sister's room while she's away at college. When she gets back, I'll be on the couch. I've been applying for jobs for about a month, and it's like no one wants to hire me. Although I did put my pride aside and applied for a $16 an hour retail job and already did the interview, but still waiting on even them to reach back out if I'm hired or not.
Okay.
Mom's constantly nagging and it feels like I'm 16 again. I feel depressed, lonely, and unmotivated to do anything. There's only a couple of friends left here in my hometown that haven't moved. They have been supportive as hell, yet I still feel disconnected. Easter was yesterday, and the whole family seemed a bit on edge, uncomfortable when talking to me. Like they were walking on eggshells almost. That really hit for me because we all normally get along and joke around during the family events, but I could still just feel the judgment oozing. Straight up, I've never felt like such a bum piece of shit in my life. And it's like I'm starting to drown in a depression, and I don't know what the fuck to do from here. Damn.
Well, you better pray to Jesus first. And if that don't work, which it should work, it's going to eventually work. You know what I'm saying? But if you're impatient, you might have to just go ahead and... Is it a man or a woman?
It's probably a guy.
A guy? Yeah. Well, listen, you're going to have to go find somebody that's just not of your liking right now. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and find a girl to help you out. She might be overweight. She might... You know, somebody just need to help you out real quick because you all fucked up. You're staying in your mama house and your sister room and all that type of shit. Nobody got time for that. That's why the family need to be on your fucking heels. You're a fucking bum ass. And you go all the way down to that? No, we're not going to do that. You're going to sit there and start doing big. You got to sit there and start doing a lot of big things. You know what I'm saying? Start going after big things. So at least when you fail, if you do fail, you at least come midway. Everybody going after all the little fish right there. And then little fish go, what the fuck are you going to do? Stop going after them little ass jobs and shit like that. That's probably why you all fucked up right now.
Look, I look at it like this. At least you got something to fall back on right now to get yourself right. Like, at least you're...
What, his mom?
Yeah, some people don't got a mom to take them in.
Respect, I hear that, but come on, that's one of the last things you want to do, especially as a man. Like, if you got a daughter and she's a girl, that's cool. You don't mind living with mine, but you got to fucking meet, bro. You got to know, what the fuck you think you got it for? Only you're supposed to use it, because as long as it works, you're supposed to work it.
Use it as leverage?
That's what the fuck you're supposed to do with that shit. What the fuck you got it for? The jerk off? No, you gotta sit there and use that motherfucker for food. You gotta use that motherfucker for all type of shit. You not be sitting out here, oh, depending on your mom and feeling sorry for yourself. That's why everybody in your family talking about you. That's what the fuck you get.
Wax is basically saying, next time you have sex, you gotta fuck like your life depends on it.
That's usually what it is. You always hear girls like, ah, broke guys got the best meat. Yeah, that motherfucker better put in all that motherfucking work. He need to stay there for that meal. Or he going back home to his sister room. Who really want to go home to their sister room at the end of the day? You better start motherfucking pumping a jerk off twice before you get to her.
Buy a pill.
You better do something. What's they call it? The fucking honey pack or some shit? You better figure it out. Make her want to sit there and cook for you in the house. Make her sit there and want to just go to work, leave you in the bed. Like, oh, honey, you ain't got to do nothing. I'll be back later on. Because the only thing she thinking about is fucking again. That amazing sex that you gave her. You know what I'm saying? You got to use what you got right now because you have nothing. You got one thing, though. If it don't work, it can't work.
After you moved out the first time, you moved out, was there ever a time you had to move back at your parents' crib?
Of course. I moved back home. I moved back home, but I ain't really moved back home. But I moved back home, though. You know what I'm saying? But my room was still there. You know what I'm saying? Everything was still peace. It wasn't like I was in my sister's room, my little sister's room. Like, I feel bad. At least I have my shit to that. You know what I mean? I put my fish tank back together real quick downstairs. I had a big screen TV still. You know what I'm saying? I had to wait. You know what I mean? I was still peace of good. I never felt like I really lost myself. But this guy, you really feel like you lost yourself when you're in somebody else's space. And you don't want that. But you got to start using things that you do have. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, you got a nail right there. You don't have a fucking hammer. You're going to use the back end of the fucking screwdriver real quick just to put the fucking nail in. You trying to get the job done.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah,
use exactly. The fuck you got, bro.
You got to think outside the box, too.
You better think outside the box. If you stand in the box, and that box is your fucking sister room. Figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, I ain't going to lie. I live with my pop's crib, you know, but I'm stressed, but I'm not using that shit to be unmotivated. I'm actually blessed because I could use all this shit. Like, it saved money to invest in myself so I could...
Yeah, a son and a pop can live together forever. That don't count. That's nothing. You said with your pop forever, you know what I'm saying? Unless your pop got a wife that don't like you. Other than that, they always want you home. And yeah, they ain't got no kids running the house. They love for you, the son, to be home. Yeah, it's cool. But mommy coming home, and you might be fucking around where she might want to go get some meat or something like that. She don't want you to know that the fucking deacon from this church coming over. You know what I'm saying?
Or you can't even bring a bitch there.
That shit. You're not bringing no pussy at home. You going to fuck it out with your mama?
And a two-bedroom apartment is crazy. Hell nah.
You hear everything in a two-bedroom apartment. It's not happening. No. You got to start using your meat outside the house and see what you get, man. Start throwing some fucking bait out there.
Yeah, nah, that's a fact. Like, you definitely have, like, some leverage, though. Like, you got it easy compared. Like, your bounce back should be easy as fuck. As long as you find your lane, find what you got to do.
It can't find no motivation. He had no momentum of getting money at all. And the best thing he got to think about is going all the way down to the low bottom. That's not cool. If you all the way fucked up, man, you got zero. Why not aim for the sky? You see what I'm saying?
This guy is seeing what's on the ground. Like, bro, fucking reach.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, I got a job for $16 an hour. Then you ain't going to get paid, what, 2-3 weeks later? You know what I'm saying? Now you owe everybody. That's why they talk about you in the fucking family.
Yeah.
Nobody got time for that shit.
That's why, yeah.
Usually,
you have to, yeah. The wax is a pro, man. Wax be getting houses, man. Yeah. I don't know. Wax be getting houses and cars and shit.
I'm not a motherfucking pro. I just, you know, I'm wise. Sometimes you got to be wise. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you might you don't have to sit there and touch the stove for you to know the shit is hot at the end of the day. And that's where I come in at. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to fucking touch the stove. I've seen this. I've been in the world long enough to know, hey, this guy right here, he had to come up. He had to do it. He got fucked up. And look what happened to him now. And you rather be the guy and be like, oh, he got the ugly ass girl with him at the family reunion. Or what's happening to you right now? How miserable do you feel that everybody in the family, you owe everybody the family money? Yeah, nobody like you. Nobody wants you there.
Your own fam, that's the worst.
You borrow 40 from him, 10 from him for gas, 500 for him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying, man? No. Fuck you. No, you only want to go around your family, but you can't go nowhere because you're stuck in your sister's room.
Yeah.
Nah, family.
That should be motivation. Like, motivation. Like, it seems like you're worried about your family. Make your family proud. You got to find some motivation somehow, bro. Something's got to motivate you. How do you unmotivate it? Look at where you live. That should be motivating. Like, I want to get out.
Yeah, people talking about they depressed and all that type of shit. Yo, you have to do something different so something else can happen. Whatever you're doing right now is keeping you depressed. So I don't care if you got to start doing push-ups, start praying more, getting a Bible. Like, do something different so something else can happen so you get out of that depressed stage. You know what I'm saying? At least if you're doing something for 10 minutes, 10 minutes out of that day, you're not depressed. You see what I'm saying? Do an activity. Go bowling. Learn how to fucking shoot guns or something. You know what I'm saying? Something that's going to, you know, give yourself a shock, a reset button or something. But don't be keep doing the exact same thing, sitting in the house, looking at porn in your sister's fucking bed. You know what I'm saying? Man. Yes, hey, he's definitely looking at porn. He ain't getting no pussy. If he was, somebody be cooking for his ass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're not watching porn in your sister's fucking room. Good job.
Fucking, all right. Well, let's get into another email. Yeah, bro. You gotta get out. Get into the, let's get into the second DM. Where can I just DM us at once again, Wax?
Hit us up at Tony and the Beast Podcast. You.
All right. And the email?
It's the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com. I'll let you, boy.
Perfect. All right. So this one says, so I'm an 18-year-old guy, and I've been dating this girl for 7 months, been best friends with her for years, and I'm deeply in love with her, but I need help being honest about my attraction to bigger girls. She is slightly overweight, but she wants to start eating healthier, and I feel terrible for not wanting her to inside. I need to be honest about this, but I've never opened up about this to anyone before. It's my biggest secret, and it's something that I've had my whole life. I feel like I would be a lot less attracted to her if she lost weight, and I don't want that. I feel like she deserves better than me. She deserves someone that will support her, but I don't want her to lose. I don't want to lose her because I couldn't imagine spending my life with anyone else. I think I want to open up about this to her today, but I really don't know how or where to begin. Please help. Wax had this problem.
No, no, nothing. Hey, But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, if you want to keep her fat, when it's time to eat, just always bring her. I mean, when it's time to go to sleep, just always bring her shit to where, you know, it's going to make sure she's fat. But the things she actually like and she can't resist. You know what I'm saying? So she like bring her fucking cheesecake with fucking strawberries or that motherfucker. Like, she can't resist that shit. You know what I'm saying? She like M&M's or she like motherfucking these certain chips and something like this. Things is gonna keep her fat, but motivate her throughout the day like you really want to keep her healthy. Like oh, let's go to the gym and let's do this type of shit. But she all fucked up from the night before and her stomach fucked up. She ain't got time to go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you keep the motherfucker fat. When it's around time, sleeping time, feed the motherfucking shit she can't resist. Don't bring her no fucking shit that she actually don't like. You know what I'm saying? Bring her the good tasty cakes and shit. Go to fucking Krispy Kreme and get the fucking donuts and all that type of shit. She can't resist that.
I wonder how overweight she is. Like, bro, you might be just being disrespectful and selfish, bro. Like, she's like overweight, like
unhealthy. That's what I'm saying. And I also want to say, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Because Why are you so selfish, bro? Like, this girl want to sit there. Evidently, she don't want to just lose weight because, like, you know, she don't think that she's attractive. Hopefully, that's not it. You know, everybody got their own pride to them. But it's like, this girl want to be healthy. And you're sitting there saying that you don't want her to lose weight because you like fat bitches? Come on, bro. No, you sound selfish as a motherfucker. Fuck you, bro. Yeah.
And like, you're not, I mean, honestly, if she loses the weight, she does her, you won't be attracted to her. So it probably won't even be a problem to move on.
That's not for you anyway. That's what I'm saying. She already got a mindset that she don't want to be fat and sloppy like you like her. Your ass need to sit there and go find a different bitch that don't mind being fat, like the old Monique. You know what I'm saying? You're not an old Monique. Like, fat is beautiful. And I'm a strut with this fat
Lizzo.
They lying. That's just like the dude who can't play basketball but love basketball so much. But like, man, fuck basketball. Basketball, you know, like, because you suck, nigga. Y'all know y'all can't fucking lose weight. That's why I'm like, losing weight for fucking suckers. Look at y'all skin.
I'm big and beautiful. Oh,
I'm big
God.
And fat and unhealthy and got clogged arteries and beautiful. Liar. You don't like it. Nobody likes it. You know what I'm saying? No. You feel uncomfortable. Who want to keep on pulling their shirt like this and shit? Nobody wants to be sitting on that fucking one foot like they always do in pictures all day. Like, who want to stand like that?
Yeah, sweating and shit for no reason.
Going hell till toe for no fucking reason because you can't stand flat for all fucking day. I'm not talking about fat people. I just think that y'all want to do better. So that's why I can talk to you, because y'all want to come to me, I'll help you out. So I can talk about y'all.
It's literally better to be healthy.
Like, yeah, it's better to be healthy, duh.
So, not
to have clogged arteries, not to, you know what I'm saying? Not to feel uncomfortable when you go places or certain things don't fit you the right way. You might think the shit look like a fucking sheet on you and shit like that. Like, nah, you don't want that type of shit, man. You want to be on point.
Yeah, I wonder what he likes about big women. Like, what? It's probably like a little skinny pencil guy too. Like, it's just crazy, probably.
Nah, I got a couple of my guys who need them big, like 300-400. They ain't 300-400. They don't even want them. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, y'all be in the bed by yourself. Like, that's how he be talking. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, fuck those skinny bitches.
There's a comedian. There's a comedian on a funny ass line. He was like, he loves big bitches, and he was like, if she ain't pushing two, she can't come through or some shit.
Fuck that shit. It's too much. Like, I really got time for that. And the thing is, you don't even want somebody that like that's not even that secure in themselves either. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see when people start working out, they start feeling more motivated, they got more pride to themselves. You know what I mean? They want to move around a little bit better. And they start motivating other people because they're seeing they're actually doing something. But if you feel like you're failing every day and you can't do something that you want to do, because you want to do better. Everybody want to do better. I want to do better. I want to do better than I am right now, and I'm doing all
right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you always want to be better than you was yesterday. So everybody who continues to keep on being, like, you've been fat for 10 years, bro, come on. Like, you got to tackle the things that you really don't, the things that are actually the hardest for you. That's the actual thing you need to really tackle. So, bro, you need to go tackle another fat bitch and let this girl right here get a better life and be more healthy.
Honestly, I feel like it'd be fairly easy. I don't know. I never really had to try to bag a big shorty, but, like, come on. How hard could it be? There's probably, you could probably get, go to a bar and just get any, pick anybody, like a I picked that one.
You really think it's that easy?
I think so. If it depends. You want like a good looking one or like a fat bitch? Like, I don't know. I know. You know what I'm talking about. I used to be like, yeah, bro.
I don't know. I don't even know how it goes. You know what I'm saying? I'm really bad with that type of shit. I don't even know how it goes. Yeah, I'm telling you. I suck when it comes down to that type of stuff. I'm never that good. You know what I'm saying? But for this guy, go find you another fat girl who just already gave up. Because there's a lot of big girls out here who work out every single day that want to be healthy, even though they know they boned it. You know what I'm saying? They might have the rest of their family has just got big boned and everybody's just like that. Their genetics is just big boned. You know what I'm saying? So they still work out. You want somebody healthy. But this one right here, you think that like she want to eat more healthy and you're like, oh, she about to get skinny. I don't want her. Bro, fuck
your ass.
You, bro. Fuck you.
Fucked up. That's a dumb thing to say. I wonder if it's a white person or a black person that said that.
Whoever it is. Wax said, fuck you. Selfish ass. Let that girl go ahead and live her life. Now, it was a guy. You talk about, oh, you fat and shit. Hey, somebody beat the shit out of him. He can't run from the cops or a dog. He get bit. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you too, fat boy. But the ladies, take it easy on him. You know what I mean? That's why I said, fuck you, buddy.
Now, what else we got?
I'm about to just post this on the page real quick so we can have some callers try to call in. So
yeah,
I'm just going to make this post real quick. I want to talk about this guy, fucking Donald Trump in a second. He's just been on the move, man.
I haven't been seeing nothing. I seen one thing with Joe Biden when it was like going to the senior citizens.
He's been on the road the past 2 days, bro. This guy has been going crazy. He's a stand-up comic. Like he's a beast.
But he's been a comedian. That's the only thing, reason why I really like the Donald Trump. Not that I think he's the best president in the fucking world or he make the best decisions or and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he make the worst decisions. I don't think he make the best decisions. But one thing I do know, the motherfucker funny as hell. And they always say the people that's funniest is the people who actually tell the truth, just be their self.
Yep.
And I really think that's him. Piece of shit can be funny. Funny guy. But do I need to think he need to run the United States? No, I think he need to be, you know, one of the people on Instagram doing a bunch of memes and is talking his shit. We need that in the world.
Yeah.
We need that in the world.
He need to buy HBO or something. Something like that.
That's what I'm saying. Put a bunch of bits. Yo, get on Saturday Night Live and let's have a Donald Trump thing. Let it go viral all the time. Yeah, that type of shit. We don't need him to be the president of the United States, but give him some part in the world to where he can keep us entertaining. You know what I'm saying? It's a place in the world for this guy. Why you put him in that slot? He don't have to be there.
Right. Hold on, I'm just loading up the videos real quick. So I'm going to show you what the fuck this guy's been doing. He said some wild shit. He dropped some merch. Did you see his merch?
Yeah, I seen the kicks.
Okay.
The kicks, I'm not a hater. They actually look kind of dope. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, this guy's crazy.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm going to keep it real at the end of the day. I ain't say I'm going to get them. I said they look all right.
They look all right.
Yeah, they good money. Whoever designed his shoe was like the shoe designer, somebody who actually do the shit. You want me to lie? I ain't saying, I'm about to get them shit. You know what I'm saying? No, them shits looking all right. The gold with the red shit on is all right. You know what I mean?
I look like some ideas.
Yeah, I'm not the guy that's going to sit there and lie to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, they all right.
Did you see them? There was a video of a black dude rocking them. Did you see that video?
This guy's a piece of shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, it stands for a whole lot more. You know what I'm saying? People like, it's not just you representing that. You represent everything when you saying this is what it is. Like, when I always scream, Jesus, Jesus, I love Jesus. I stand for what Jesus do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hold on. I'm going to load this up real quick.
Unless you stand for everything this motherfucker did, they go get this kicks in this motherfucker, this red hat.
Cloud of culture. That's all it is.
Nobody got no real reality, bro, no more. It's all about likes and motherfucking and follows and shit. That's what people's life is.
First, look at Trump's shoes right here. Crazy.
A lot of these black dudes be doing this shit for fucking attention. Who wants some motherfucking attention, bro?
These right here, the friends and family. There's only 50 pairs made right here. All gold. Got the gold lace tips as well.
Friends and family.
And low key, they're actually very comfortable. First ever Trump shoes, bro. This is the
first ever Trump shoes. Yeah, shut your punk ass. I'm not gonna fuck you up with some shits on. You know what I'm saying?
They're selling. They're reselling. Hold on, let me see. let me get out of this real quick. Ow.
I mean, you can make some bread on my ground. They just reselling motherfuckers, but I'm not doing that type of shit.
They're for sale, or not for sale, but they're selling for $400, $399, and people are selling them for as much as $45,000.
Yeah, there's only 50 pair made, so it's like a fucking with some little dolls that everybody was making.
Beanie Baby,
the meta fucking shit that you make an avatar or some shit, and then everybody NFT. Buy that shit. Yeah, NFT shit. So this nigga. He made his sneakers an NFT. He only made 50 pair and they reselling 1,000 times over. Like, from $300 to $4,500 now, it's going to be $45,000 soon. Just keep on selling them because there's only 50. Somebody want to keep them shits forever.
Yeah, it's unreal. Like, those people in the Midwest, they'll spend their whole life savings on that shit. I need the Trump sneakers.
I'm going to grab some fucking catfish with them shit.
You have a good Southern accent, bro. You've been there. You've been down there for too long, bro.
Who knows anything?
You starting to sound like him.
I'm like Southern guy. Over there, dude. Cool. We're better than fucking Trumpers.
Yeah, this is what, so this is what he also said.
What do you say?
About the fucking sneakers.
That's hilarious. I can't even act like I don't even like the guy. I like the guy because he's a comedian, not everything he stands for. And I like, and that's everybody in life. I like a lot of people, but I don't like everything they stand for. Right. White, black, Indian, Chinese, you know what I'm saying? And all the other people.
Well, this is what Fox News says.
The sneaker thing. I was on social media last night. Very interesting. As you see, black support eroding from Joe Biden.
Because the sneakers, is that racist?
With black,
yeah, it is.
They're in the sneakers. They love the, you know.
We got fucking watermelon out here for us. With fucking white and fucking blue striped watermelon. Like, that's all I'm hearing.
You got watermelon for these niggas.
Fuck you.
Yeah, look at.
And then I got indicted a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. And a lot of people.
Hold on, that's not what I wanted to say. Hold on, hold on.
What a piece of shit funny guy.
Basically, yeah, basically, Trump, I don't know where he was at, but he was talking in front of a black people. This is a different, something different. But
right, black people like me because I got sneakers.
My eyes that I can't see.
The two things, this guy's bugging.
This guy is fucking wild guy, yo. But you got to laugh at him because he's serious.
So bright in my eyes that I can't see. These lights are so bright in my eyes that I can't see too many people out there. But I can only see the black ones. I can't.
Yo, what a piece of shit!
Where I come.
What a piece of shit! What a piece of shit!
It's a long. He's nice.
What do they even mean?
I'm tired of laughing at the fucking piece of shit, man.
The Lynn Patton. These lights are so bright in my eyes.
Is this how people think about me? There's no way. Too.
But. I can only see the black ones. I can't see
them. Wild.
Ones. Yeah, I can only see the black ones. Yeah. Yeah, I just put sneakers out here that black people like me because I got sneakers now. What's going to get the black vote?
Oh, to point a minute.
You
thought he was finished? Bro, look at this. He also said this, like, immediately after.
And then I got indicted a second time and a third time and a fourth time. And a lot of people said that that's why the black people like me because they have been hurt so badly and discriminate against. They viewed me as I'm being.
That is really good.
Pretty amazing. And then I got indicted a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time.
What? Now that's a wild.
How much do you like it? Because you've been laughing over there a lot, bro. What's up?
I'm laughing because I'm in shock, bro.
What you mean you were shocked? This man been doing the same shit for all this fucking time.
It catches me off guard every time because I try to analyze. I try to figure out why. Like, what possesses this man to say such crazy...
When you're a piece of shit, you're a piece of shit. Don't think that, you know, something's going to come out your ass and not going to at least have shit on it. Regardless of how what he did. You know what I'm saying? If you eat fucking collard greens coming out your ass, it's collard greens still, but it got shit all over it. This man is still a piece of shit, regardless of how good everybody think he is and what he might be carrots today. You know what I'm saying? He's still gonna have shit all over him. Still come out your ass. That's how he talks. He talks out his fucking ass, bro.
You think so? You don't think it's like a strategy? You don't think he knows what he's doing? Or you think it's
he do know what he's doing. He got me over here laughing at him. He's still getting views. He's getting likes. And that's what the world is going towards. It's not going towards the right. It's just like, you know, I don't care how good you play basketball, unless you got some type of liking to you. You know what I mean? You're probably not going to jump on the NBA. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people out here rap really good. Oh, they like this guy more. He get more views and more likes now. He rap better than him. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like that. I'm sure there's way more people more qualified to be in the president of the United States than Trump. But he's getting the views. He's getting the likes. He's getting all this other type of shit. You see what I'm saying?
We're falling for the gimmicks.
We're falling for the gimmicks. And that's what people think the life is all about. People think life is all about likes and all this type of shit. And they're not coming to real life. And the reality, once that shit really hits you, once these motherfuckers grab all these internets and all this shit and fuck it up, and now you gotta look at your partner and you know how the motherfucker look because you're on your phone all fucking day. How the fuck you wanna get? The motherfucker fat as hell.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
pay
did
attention
you?
To your fucking life for real. Get the fuck off that social media and thinking that is actually life because you're watering yourself down as much as you keep putting on it. It's really nothing. That is not life. And that's really not other people's lives either.
people thinking that's in people's life because they're already seeing it, looking at it. Bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know too much about politics, but it's like, that's like, who do you know how to trust? I feel like they all lie anyways. It's like, it's just fucked
they
up.
They all are liars. That's why politicians just start with an L. Liars.
What the fuck? Politicians doesn't start with an L.
Yo, L sound about right.
Politicians starts with a P for pathological liar.
Yeah. Pussy liars.
Pussy ass liars.
Pussy ass liars. There you go. Oh, lawyers liars. Yeah, lawyers liars.
Oh, that, wow.
I said it wrong.
Good
I said
it wrong. You had a cousin or somebody that a family member that was on. This is moving forward, by the way, on the second story. He had a family member that was on one of the real housewives or something. Or
yes,
something?
Yes. My cousin Ralph. What up, family? Yeah, I just beat him in pool. What, 2 weeks ago? He came through. Yeah. Wow. What happened?
I don't know which one he was on. If he was on the Real Housewives of Atlanta or not, but
yeah, Atlanta. Yes.
Okay. So Portia Williams files divorce from her husband Simon Gil. I don't know how to say his last name.
Please.
Months of marriage, and I'm pretty sure that he was like a prince of like heir to the throne in Africa somewhere or some shit.
Dope.
And I don't know, man. I've been saying this shit. I think we had this conversation.
Money ain't gonna keep no girl, man. You know what I'm saying? Money don't keep guys. Like, I don't care how many guys that I see at the beach with that fat white girl, and everybody know what time it is. You pay for anything. You know what I'm talking about? But it's like, is he going to stay with her? We already know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, money is not going to keep him. Like, he's doing everything for him. And I'm saying she's holding him down. You know what I mean? Got the kids coming in, flying in town. They're doing all this other type of shit. But at the end of the day, it's just his heart is not there. He don't really want to be there at the end of the day. So, nah, money not going to keep somebody like her anyway. You know
what
saying?
I realized, though? The thing that works is, this is probably the smartest thing you've ever said. The three Fs work. Mm-hmm. It's flawless.
If you could three Fs mind, always work. The three Fs work. Man, food, fuck, fun, bro. Three Fs. You keep the motherfucker. Food, fuck, fun. Feed the motherfucker. Man, you'll be all right. And the girl got the three Ts. She can do some bullshit. You're going to come back.
Now, honestly, she only need two to three.
What you mean, two out of three? Which one could be fucked up? Teeth, titty, or toes? Tell me.
Titties.
The titties could be fucked up?
Not fucked up. They don't gotta be like big. Like, what's?
Nah, I'm just talking about, you know what I mean, ugly titties. Like, you don't want ugly titties. Like, yeah, I don't really know how ugly titties look. You know what I'm saying? But it's like ugly titties. Like, you know, some titties that you don't want it. Like, man, I gotta deal with these shits again. You know what I'm saying? Titties is our first attraction because everybody sucked titties when we was babies. You know what I'm saying? So women like titties, men like titties. So we got to have a good pair of fucking titties. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you're a sneakerhead, you ain't got no bum-ass fucking shit over there. Like, you're really a sneakerhead. Like, we all titty heads at the end of the day. Every single one of us. Women and men.
First thing we look at.
First thing you look at is the motherfucking boobs. And all the girls out here who always try to show their boobs. Because, you know, everybody like boobs. We have to like them. That was literally our first thing that we put. Yeah. That we seen. Before our eyes could even open that much, we was already sucking on titties. You know what I'm saying? So guess what? Girls can't be lesbians. You know what I'm saying? They can't be fucking lesbians. They keep on licking and sucking titties. Like, get the fuck out of here.
It's not the nature. Word.
Yeah, good job.
That's funny.
Want some milk? That's all they want. They try to mimic something they used to do before. So, like, girls gay when they sucking their mom nipples, bro? Right. Like, no. They're not gay.
I wonder what which one he was lacking to get divorced? Teeth, food, fucker, fun.
Food, fucker, fun.
Quite fun. He's an old head.
I mean, damn. How old is she though? How much fun she really want to have at the end of the day? It's like, I mean, I guess it's, you know, make her laugh at the end of the day.
Portia Williams.
Hmm. Yeah, make her laugh at the end of the day. Make her, you know, I don't know.
I mean, they're kind of relatively young. She's 42. He's 59.
Hmm. She should be trying to get the fuck out of the way, but he's 59 to 42. That's huge, bro. She's 60 years old, bro.
Yeah. But fun.
Yeah. She wants somebody that she ain't got to keep on telling, like, no, it's okay. No, it's okay. You can't get her on tonight. It's okay. So, oh, you know, man. What? I don't know. Listen, I don't know. Yeah, I really don't. I'm saying, I really just saying. I'm really just talking shit. You know what I'm saying? This man. This is hood. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know what's up in my fucking manhood. You know what I mean? Fucking cars out here looking stupid as hell. They beat the shit out of you in the race. I don't know what's up in the manhood.
Sleeper.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I don't even think about
it. But I'm just saying, you know, if physics is right, you know what I'm saying, and Mother Nature is right, you know how old that fucking tree is, you know how old that tree is. You know, that one probably gonna last a little bit longer than that one. You know what I'm saying? We think about it. So, I mean, if he's lacking something, you know, it's probably like you said, she'd probably want to laugh more. Just, you know, you'll laugh with your girl to laugh and have fun with you all the time, and she might forget about all the other stuff. So, yeah, you might be right.
Man, I'm trying to, this is weird because I posted the Who's on Drugs on the Bully and the Beast page. People are like, oh, I'm about to call in. Nobody called in.
Is it hard?
No, you just put the link in the story.
Oh.
And,
can I call in?
Can you call in? You're on. Shit. question. You only listen to gospel music? You been listening to any type of new music?
I promise you, I only listen to gospel. When I ride in, I listen to gospel. When I'm picking shit, sometimes I'm playing Tetris now, or I'm listening to gospel. When I work out, I listen to gospel. I did pull ups today, listen to gospel. I don't get into nothing. You know what I mean? I'm already really that other guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the guy that really beat you up, fuck you up, all the other type of shit they be talking about. So it's like, why would you try to motivate me to do that? I'm trying to motivate myself to do things that I'm going towards. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready for a fight. I'm not going to be in a Burger King and Dunkin' Donuts. I'm going to be in a gym eating right. You know what I'm saying? So if I want to go towards, you know, trying to get better every single day, I'm not going to go back to all the bullshit I used to do. So why am I listening to it? But no, I don't listen to all that other shit. Just straight gospel. Lord, help me. Help me again today. Help me like you did yesterday.
I mean, I hear you. I just feel like, I mean, do you listen to like the same gospel? I feel like there's no new gospel songs out. Like, I feel like same songs over and over.
Yeah, it's really for you to get the feeling, though, at the end of the day. It's just, you know, these certain songs you go through, just like in the Bible, you go to certain scriptures that you want to make sure you know you're still connected. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I could touch a electric wire. If it don't have no power to it, I could grab it all day, but that motherfucker got power to it, so what I touch is going to shock me. And these certain songs, these certain scriptures that I do is going to give me the feeling of a shock to, like, okay, oh, I'm still connected. Yeah, you know, I hit the switch. I said the name of Jesus, I hit the switch. And I do feel it. You know what I'm saying? I feel the presence. I feel the electricity is on still. So it's really to see where you at with God still. A lot of people, if I hear gospel music and I don't feel nothing, I'm like, oh, shit, I feel lost. Like, where you at? You know what I mean? Now I'm looking for you. Now I need to call on you even more. You know what I'm saying? I need to call the electricity company and get reconnected. You know what I'm saying? So what do I have to do? Sometimes they keep you on a long phone for hours. Somebody might pick right up. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you might have to pray a little longer.
Yeah, I hear that.
So what, you got some new music out there you want to listen to or something? Like, wow.
I mean, I'll just be curious. I mean, I like, I don't like to listen to like the shit you were talking about, the shit that's like gang. I like to listen to shit that I can relate to. I feel like gospel music might be a little extreme for me, mm-hmm. to a certain extent. It's like, I, you know, that's like my mom all day. Like, I can't talk to my mom without her trying to scripture me to death, you know?
It's only right. She's trying to get you the right direction. You know what I'm saying? You listen to people that's older than you because they've been there before. They tried it. They did it. And they seen you going that direction. If she really love you, she going to throw the scripture at you. She going to throw the word at you. Try to get you based in.
That's what she be doing. She be throwing the word.
But you be trying to go out here and do the bullshit that niggas already did already. Like, we already did that shit. We tried to tell you to come this way. And you over here like, oh, I want to go out here and dance and party. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Sit your ass down. It's not going to get you nowhere but a memory. It's like, I already remember I was drunk that night. I lost my wallet and my keys, and I got robbed by this bitch that I tried to fuck, and she got me. That's kind of how it's really going to go. You're going to get one of those nights. So I thought I was going to fuck, and then her boyfriend came, and I gave her the money already, and she told me to cash app her because her electricity going off tomorrow, and then her boyfriend showing up. Like, you're going to get got. It's going to be days. It's going to be times. You know what I'm saying? What side you want to be on?
That's hilarious. Oh man, yeah, I get it. I gotta roll with it. I say that's sad. I, you know, I listen to La Russell. I just like the music that's motivating.
Nah, he's cool. You know what I mean? I always listen to a lot of the clips, even when you put up the Russell clip. I really like that type of guy. You know what I'm saying? I like the, you know, but I like the Beanie Sigels. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers who have me thinking like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Do that. You don't believe in like having a balance though? You don't think you could do both?
Yeah, I mean, my balance is my past already. So I already did it. So now it was like, I really did it when second I was half. Over there going, yeah, my second half got to be all this because it's I already did out. All that. You know what I'm saying?
On a bigger scale.
Yeah. I don't put peanut butter and jelly on one bread. I put the peanut butter on one bread and then I put the jelly on the other bread. You see what I'm saying? So that's how you want to do your fucking life. Anybody want to do peanut butter and jelly, all on one strip? Well, that's the fuck you get. Fold that shit, and that's all you want to get, a half piece. You're going to be fucked up. You want a whole thing? Make it the right way. You know what I'm saying? I already did all that bad shit. I already did all that fuck them up and do all that type of shit. I don't want that. That's my jelly. Now I need to put the peanut butter on this. Let's get this nice and smooth before you rip the bread up. Yeah, you're going to have holes in your bread. That's what you really want?
No, not at all.
All right, then go back the other way with your mama trying to tell you, because we already been there before, young man.
All right. Let's get into some black excellence. Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, shit, we might got somebody for who's on drugs.
What we got? I'm coming in black X. I would love to see who we got this week. They always have some dope ass shit. Who I used to listen to? I used to listen to Lil Jon, the Eastside Boys.
That's OD.
Weed Man.
What? Yeah.
Weed Man is fire.
Word. But, all right. Well, black excellence. I did want to talk to you about this too. This is very interesting. So, load this hoe up. The Chicago Bears hire Jennifer King as their offensive assistant running backs coach. She's the first female, and she's black, the first female coach in the organization's here, history. So they got a woman running back coach.
Okay. I mean, listen, did she play soccer before? Did she have good feet work? Did she know how to teach good feet work? I mean, but is a lot more to... You know, being in a male dominant, you know, situation, you don't want these guys looking at you sexist or any type of things, you know what I'm saying? So I hate to say what I'm saying, but it's like, I don't want, you know, I'm stupid. I'm stupid. You know what I'm saying? But I really not want the woman in there. It's so many other places for y'all though. Y'all is so valuable on those places. You being a running back coach. Are you there to be assistant of the running back coach, like a mother and father, like in the house? Because it's very much needed. The mom is needed in the house very much.
Like the Campbell Soup commercials.
You see what I'm saying? But if you're a great woman that does great feet work because you did soccer before, you was a boxer, you know what I'm saying? Or you had certain things, certain feet work. Oh, we love for you to come on, Miss Lady. You know what I'm saying? But for you to be the actual running back coach.
Bro, I ain't going to lie to you. She looked like a running back coach.
How many times has she been hit? How many times she actually go through that hole? How many times she actually get hit by men and everything like that? It's like, I want to listen to the crackhead that went through crack and got away from crack. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody who never smoked crack before telling me how to go on crack. So they can't tell me how to get past it. That's like telling me how to go and never tell me how to stop. Show me where the fucking brakes at.
So this woman, so she has an actual a football history. She played in like a women's league professionally or some shit. And like she has great... experience. Prior to working with the Bears, King had 4 years of coaching experience with the Washington Commanders as an assistant. Okay. Oh, she already was coaching already. And she has some experience as a player on the field as a 7-time All-American quarterback and wide receiver for the Carolina Phoenix women's tackle football team.
I'm sure she's great. But is anybody going to try to smack?
You think? Nah.
We ain't got time for that type of
shit. She don't even like guys, though. Look at her.
How you know? You don't know. That might be racist for you to say that she might not like God.
That's not racist, bro.
That's racist.
I don't know what that's called.
She like guys. Why she's black and she got short hair?
It's like, it has nothing to do because she's black. She could have been white.
How can you tell that she like fucking... How you tell she like women? That's not fair. She probably got kids at home and got a straight husband and everything. He might like men.
I know the signs. That's funny.
Oh, you know the sign. So the shades on top of her fucking forehead.
It's giving bro. It's like, yo, come on, yo, show me too. You know what I mean? Go ahead of my dude.
He's a cook. She gotta act up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't cook, but I bet you if I was supposed to cook, I bet you I put an apron on. You know what I'm saying? She gotta act up what she's doing right now. She's being a coach, so she gotta put on the whole persona of the shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. Oh, we got a guest on here. Let's get it.
Calling the lady gay, she might not be gay. That's not cool. Like, I got people that I be looking at like, this motherfucker gay. But I don't say it.
We're going to ask Kadeem. What's up, Kadeem?
Kadeem, what up?
So, we're talking about the new...
What's he in?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yo, yo.
Yo, what's up, man? How y'all doing?
Yeah, we're doing good. What's up, man? Calling in. Welcome to Who's on Drugs. We're talking about the Chicago Bears hired a woman as a coach. as assistant running back coach. And do you think, how do you think it's going to work out for the team?
If I'm being honest with you, man, I don't really know what she, I don't even want to sound sexist or nothing, but I don't even know what she knows about football like that. I mean, she can be around it. She can know it. But I don't know. I think it's, the dynamic is always off whenever you have women in a men's space because of the fact that people tend to cater to how they feel. It's never about what's actually going on. And you know how niggas are, bro. They're going to start doing some dumb shit.
Yeah. We're going to allow some shit because it's a woman. We can't say everything we want to do because it's really a woman there at the end of the day. Regardless of how much we want to talk and how much we think she's cool and she's one of the bros and she's one of the guys and she's cool, she's still a woman at the end of the day. We can't say everything because she's going to bring it back up one day. I don't care if it's a year later. Remember you said this? Fuck you.
It's really unfortunate, man. Because what's going to happen is she's going to bend over one time. Someone's going to look at her. They're going to see that
somebody's going to whistle. Then she's going to get all that money for the band. Damn.
Go ahead. Say what you're going
to
say.
Is she a white woman or a black lady?
Oh, I had it up on the screen. Hold on.
She's a black woman.
To be honest, I got out of my dinner just to answer this call. Okay. She's my sister. I like that.
Tell me, when you first look at her, what you think? Because Angela was racist. I want you, you look at her, what do you say?
She looks like that one auntie that you know is a dyke, but she try to keep her head.
You did it too. You racist too. You racist too.
I was like, you even like guys. She's not going to be distracted. She's one of the guys.
Yeah,
she might be one of the guys, but she's still a lady, though. We can't be, you know what I mean?
I know. Everybody wants
I bet you $100 she's going to be in the locker room. She don't even care. She never.
That's what I'm saying. Guys going to be walking around. All right, so listen. Guys walking around with their meat out. When they see her walking, you don't think they're going to try to cover up with something to be like, oh, man, you know what I'm saying?
I would out of respect. That's a Western lady.
But out of respect. That's what I'm saying. And that's all it is. Guys, I'd be walking in the locker room. These guys be like, I call them wild. I'm like, just put a fucking towel on it, bro.
Yeah.
But everything is peace with this dude. He just don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But if the lady walk in, you're going to be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh.
She don't cover up at first, bro. But she looks like the type to carry a tool with herself. You know what I mean? Like, little ma. You know, she going to pull that thing out, too.
She definitely
probably watching her fucking meat every day and anything. Yeah. Watching her dildo. Yeah.
Yo, you out here watching soap. She watching her shit with dishwashing soap and a friggin' dishwasher.
That shit probably smell, bro. At least I think we get new skin on our meat every time we fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck.
I hope we do. You know what I'm saying? But that same plastic is on that motherfucker. I think she got to burn it. Like, she, like, burn it a little bit, like, heat it up a little bit and just, like,
slide. like freaking COVID. You know, when people had COVID, they should like put their hand and rub the alcohol to clean the bacteria off.
Yeah, sanitize it.
Yeah, that's
you gonna burn bitches' pussy. You put the fucking alcohol in that or that fucking dildo. Like, what the fuck? That's an open wound. The only thing a pussy is a fucking open wound. It's an open sore.
A wound is crazy.
It's a fucking open sore head. That's why it bleeds. It's an open fucking sore. We putting our meat to the open sore that's bad deep. Like, we're fucking idiots. You know blood coming out of it. What are you doing?
Wow, bro.
Yo, cause where you at? You look like you're in New York.
Nah, man. I'm in Canada.
Oh, you're in Canada? Where? Is it in the Canada? South,
bro. It's like Mississauga. It's not too far from Toronto.
Wow, that's awesome.
We legal out there, right?
Yeah, you can go to any place and just buy it casually. You know, you should get connects out here, Matt. I don't smoke or nothing like that, but like, you should get connects out here. It'll make it a lot easier for you, man, because there's dispensaries around every corner.
I heard that. Yes.
Yeah, man. But yo, I'm sorry to cut it short. I was like actually in the middle of dinner right now, so I have to head back inside.
Oh, you're in dinner still. That's love.
I looked at the time. I'm like, shit, I'm going to miss the whole thing. I'm a big fan of you guys, so I appreciate it. So I had to come out and, you know, represent. You know what I mean? So,
got you all day.
Man, no problem. It, have a good one, guys. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
Later.
Easy.
Canada in the house. Early.
Wow, yeah, but dope. All right, let's get into my favorite part of the show called Waxes ABC.
This nigga be trying to sound like L'Oreal every fucking week, bro. What the fuck?
Yo, it was so I had L'Oreal send me some ads to do some ad reads. She's sick, so she sounds like a man. It sounds crazy.
Yeah,
Like, the voice is almost not high pitched. Like, it was like,
what the hell she doing? Kissing? Who the fuck is sick this time of year?
I think she's on some lesbian shit.
Kiss her. You better not edit that shit out either. L'Oreal get him. L'Oreal get him. He be talking shit. Go ahead, get his ass. I can't be the only one cursing his ass all the fucking time.
Why should we get so mad? I'm looking for a word, yo. Why should we get so mad? I'd be like, what the fuck you saying to me? I'd be thinking you're kidding around sometimes. Like,
oh, shit, you know me. You felt me. You know who I am, nigga.
I'm like, bro, I know you're not mad with me. Me? Like, come on, bro.
Fuck that. I can be mad with anybody. You know how to push any button. I got a good button, nice button, smack the shit out of you button, or push shit on you button. Which way you want?
Not the push it on you button, please. All
right, well, you better hit a wax love Jesus button. And keep it there.
All right. So I'm going to load up the word real quick, put it on the screen share. B, can you see it? Yep. B-E-N-E-R-A-B-L-E.
This is Vulnerable is just like vulnerable, you know what I'm saying? But it's for like the girls. So guys is like, y'all want to be vulnerable out here. That's why I want to be outside my fucking toes out and shit. You know what I'm saying? Vulnerable is with girls. She's like, I don't want to be vulnerable because I won't be having my fucking wig to the side and I'm going to see other bitches, they're going to crack on me. So vulnerable is basically girls don't want to go out there with their lace front and there's something showing for other bitches. Is that it? Oh, okay. Put in a sentence.
Yeah, you have
I went to the mall and this girl was running down the hall crying like, I feel so vulnerable because her lace front was like all fucked up. You see all the sewing and all that type of shit in her motherfucking hair. So now she's vulnerable.
Hell no. I mean, I see you're definitely getting confused with like vulnerable because like you're humbled because her shit is, but that's not the word.
Yeah, she. Vulnerable is like vulnerable for girls.
No. The word is venerable.
That's what I said.
I mean, he did say that. He did say that. Okay, you got the word right. Venerable. But it means to be well-respected because of your age, wisdom, or character.
That's kind of what I said. No. Like, if you got your lace front in and your shit is all done up, nobody can see your fucking weave, that's respectful and honorable.
Yeah, that's venerable. Not when it falls off.
That's venerable. It's
kind of almost. You're halfway right. Okay, you got 50%.
Give me 50%. Thank you. I be knowing this shit, man. I be thinking I'm out here crazy. Give me some motherfucking American words and we can really get this shit rocking. Like, thug. I can tell you the motherfucking thug, B.
We are definitely not going to waste the people's time like that, bro. But anyways, man. Yeah, we out of here, man. Nice quick hour for y'all.
Yeah,
next week, you should be having some guests and shit for y'all. Can't wait. Sure. And we should be in studio soon.
Yes, for sure. It's me.
So remember, Wax, just tell them one more time where they could send us an email and DM us, man. Hit us up, please. Get us some shit.
Jump in the DMs like y'all always do, because y'all always trying to get some motherfucking cheeks either way. You know what I'm saying? So hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast. And if you want to jump in on our email, holler us on our email at the Bully and the Beast Podcast. At gmail.com/that at.
Yes, sir. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend. You already know.
Explain the Beast Podcast, y'all. We'll catch y'all next week. Bye.
Damn, stop trying to sound like L'Oreal. The fuck?